Now, the rest of the story. The first physician ever to observe the disease was none other than Hippocrates. 400 years before Christ, he saw it manifested in soldiers particularly, accompanying complaints ranged from leg pains to gangrenous gums, and Hippocrates did not have the slightest idea as to the cause of it. Thenceforth, throughout history, the mysterious plague progressed. The Roman writer Pliny left an excellent description of it to posterity. Centuries later, in 1260, the French chronicler Joinville wrote about it. He witnessed the disease among the troops of Louis IX in Egypt. Mariner Vasco da Gama observed it also, stood by helplessly during one voyage as he saw the disease wipe out more than 100 of his crew. The mysterious plague, a relentless, unpredictable killer. And it was not until the mid-1700s that somebody finally did something about it. James Lind, a Scottish naval surgeon. He got his first close-up look at this strange disease while sailing aboard the HMS Salisbury in 1747. On that voyage, out of 350 crew, 80 were struck down, almost a quarter of them. Lind was so astonished by what he had seen that upon returning home, he researched everything that had been written about the malady. He learned, for example, on some voyages, as many as 3/4 of the crew had died of it. On some voyages, as many as 3/4 of the crew died from this mysterious disease. And then Lind began drawing some conclusions on his own. And through his rather remarkable powers of deduction, he became convinced that the mysterious plague had a dietary origin. And while it would have been logical to blame the sailors' unusual rations, consisting of rancid meat and moldy biscuits, James Lind determined that the problem was not what the men were eating, but rather what they were not eating. He had absolutely no proof. He had no way scientifically to demonstrate his suspicion, and yet he wrote a treatise insisting that the Navy's diet must include now and forever after fresh fruit. And he promised that if his proposal were adopted, the disease that had ravaged sailors for centuries would do so no more. Well, Lind's hunch was correct. It was not until 1932, almost 200 years after Lind's treatise was published, that scientists actually factually traced the cause of the disease, scurvy, to a deficiency of something called vitamin C. Yet the Scottish surgeon had known empirically that the addition of citrus fruit to the seaman's diet produced the desired effect and prevented the scurvy plague. In case you've ever wondered, that was the birth of a very familiar nickname. For the Royal Navy did not fully accept the advice of James Lind until a year after his death. But when it did, the rations aboard British vessels were certain then and thereafter to include lemons or limes. Now, all of your life, you've heard Brits referred to as limeys. Well, now you know the rest of the story.